Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Optimize Your Life show, sponsored by the Hope Collection on Blog Talk Radio. We every Friday have what we call the Salute to Luck Captain Len Cain Day, and we feature him as our guest speaker. He's extraordinaire. Len has become a personal friend of my wife and I, him and Ann. We've been to his home and spent time out. Well, hello again, everybody. This is Ron Clayton, your host on the Friday Optimize Your Life show, brought to you by the Hope Collection. And we are here launching today's show, and I'm here as your host on Fridays. And our featured speaker, of course, is Captain Len Cain, our top gun. He sure is. And he's our hero, our leader, and a person who has been extraordinary in being able to touching people's lives. And so when he appears on the show, we'll obviously let him introduce him to everyone that is calling in, and everybody that's calling in, we want to welcome you. This show has been running for a number of years, and we are proudly broadcasting because we have a theme. It's called Helping Others by Helping Them Help Others. That's the Hope Collection theme. And it goes right along with the Golden Rule Society, of organization that Len founded 50 years ago. And we celebrate him and the organization this year, 50 years. This man and his wife, Ann, have been serving and helping and leading people to live better lives and have better lives. And so that's our model as a servant leader organization. And everybody that joins us, it's something to be proud of. But, you know, we all recognize today more than ever, we need people that are willing to step forward and do the kind of things that Len and others have done, leaders in the community. So, our guest came out a moment ago, and we had a little disconnect. I don't know what happened, but we've got it fixed, I think. So, you have returned to the show. Am I right, sir?
Yes.
Can you share with me a little bit how you know Len?
We're good friends, and I met him on an organization called Military Order of World Wars.
Len is, in my eyes, he not only is someone that I believe that is, should be most edified, and the gratitude that the world owes him for what he's done in laying down his life to make this a better world. And it's not lip service. He physically has done it. I just picture him doing in excess of the speed of sound, flying next to maybe six planes flying all around him and doing twists and turns. And when he was in combat, obviously he was avoiding missiles from the enemy, shooting them down, trying to shoot them down. And he was there trying to protect the whole idea of what the American dream is about. And that's having a dream and the ability to live in a country and a world where you can pursue it and accomplish it. And Len chose to serve to make that protect us and allow us to continue to have that and get it with really extraordinary leadership. And so today we have this privilege to honor him. Please bear with me. 3 years ago, I had a stroke. Sometimes when I speak, my mouth gets a little dry. And also when I'm talking about Len Cain, my throat gets dry a lot. I love the man. He's just, we've traveled together, his wife and mine. We went on a cruise, the Hope Cruise, a few years ago to the Caribbean. And Len and Ann joined us. And at that time, the founder of the Hope Collection, Joel and Ernest Griffin, were on board ship. And we, I'll remember one of the great days we had, the captain of the ship. We were honoring Len Cain at a special luncheon at the It was at the piano bar because there was only room we could get to meet as a group. And we had a room big enough but not huge for the ship. And so they gave us the piano bar to meet in, and we had a number of guests there along with people that were with us on the cruise. And Len and Ann, we were able to provide them and recognize them for their leadership. And I say Len and Ann because they've been a team. They're a tandem act. And, boy, what a great team. So we were on the ship, and the captain came down, Captain Louie, and he saluted Len, and then he invited a group of us from the Hope Collection to join him on the bridge. And I found out since, I own a travel agency, and I've traveled the world, and I've done a lot of cruises, and it is so rare. I've talked to other ship captains other time trying to do different things. This was a rare instance. But Len and the Captain Louie hit it off so well, so we got a chance to go up the bridge. And, I mean, we were in motion. We were driving up, we were piloting up the Caribbean Sea, going back towards Miami to the port. And here's Len and Captain Louie talking up a storm and just sharing stories, you know, both being naval men. And Captain turned around and took off his dress hat. Captain's hat, and presented it to Len. And I know Len's got it right now. Len's got that in his office at his home, and he probably has it displayed there because he's proud of it. And well, as I said, this is rare on any ship to have a captain of a ship to invite a guest up to the bridge. So we salute Len, and we're so proud of him and excited that, you know, he could have the opportunity, have that privilege to have been on the bridge, met with the captain, and they shared stories, which was really kind of cool. Another time, Len and I were working on a project to make a world-class monument dedicated to the African-American soldiers or people who served this country. And by the way, there was a group of them that served us before we were a country. At Bunker Hill, when a shot heard around the world, there was a man known as what's called a Freeman. And he was a former slave, and he was freed. Now, this is before the country existed. And he was there, and he was one of the people that was the British came along in their big, beautiful red uniforms and standing out there. And they took off after, and they shot up the Boston Patriots. And that's what started the Revolutionary War. And this man went down with them. There is a monument to him, but there's not a monument to all the African-American heroes that have been with us from the start of our country. Well, we're going to put up that monument here in Buffalo next year. Next July 4th, it's going to be dedicated, and I've arranged, as the chairman of the event, arranged to have Len Cain, Len Ann, and Len to be on stage as a featured speaker. And we're over 10,000 people down at the waterfront for this dedication, and I have public television going to broadcast it nationwide. To start the program, we're saluting every veteran that does come. We've got them going across stage and be recognized, and they're going to get a placard that recognizes them as American hero. And this whole event program has gone with fireworks, and we've got all kinds of music. And we did have General Colin Powell was going to cut the ribbon for the event, but of course we lost him last spring. Right now, I think General Austin may be in. He's the Secretary of the Armed Forces right now, Joint Chiefs of Staff. He may, that's up in the air. We're trying to lock down our guest speaker, but this is going to be a world event. And Len Cain is our guest speaker. I'm very proud. I'm most proud of me being able, and I am going to introduce him on stage. And it's just going to be a one big celebration in Buffalo, New York. We have a naval park. It's the largest inland naval park in the world. Last winter before last, we actually commissioned a ship, USS Little Rock. And it already existed, but they build a new, if you know anything about the Navy, they're building new ships all the time. And we have a new class. These things are 300 foot long. They don't have any propellers. They're jet-driven. They got jet drives. And they're like a ski, what do they call those watercraft? Jet skis. and they use a handle on it, like a game. I'm not sure how you say the word. Maybe you can help me here. That they steer the ship with a handle like a jockey stick. And I got a chance to tour that boat with a friend of ours, Van Taylor, who was a protege of Bob Hope. And he learned how to put on the shows for all our veterans around our active duty servicemen. Still does it to this day. And Van introduced me. My wife and I ended up escorting the Secretary of the Navy and his wife for this event. And they dedicated the ship. Well, we got a tour of that ship, and I'm telling you, the electronics blew my mind. And this ship has the ability. It's got a garage. And inside that garage, they can have two Tomahawk helicopters. They can have two, I call them PT boats. They're these gunboats that they can launch. They can have six drones that are, obviously drones are computer-controlled and jockeys. Stick and they can go out there and create without losing our servicemen. They can go out into battle and do damage to the enemy. So this ship we were having dedication for in the program, and Van Taylor put all that together, and now we're doing the dedication of the new monument at the same place. And if you watch the news, one of the ships, the USS Sullivan, was it's hooked up to dry dock here. And it had some leaking problems. In fact, it's 10 foot of water, and it's right now sitting on the bottom. But they have patched up the leaks, and they are draining it, and now the boat is floating now, and it's stable. But the front page of the newspaper here, of course, had the ship sinking. But we've got that fixed, and now the Mill Memorial and the park, the Naval Park, will reopen in another month, Memorial Day weekend, and they'll be open for tours. It's a great, great historical place, and we honor our men and women who have sacrificed so much for us. So today is all about a show, and I'm hoping have you talked to Len? That he was, as far as I know, he was going to be here. Have you spoken with him today?
If you're talking to me, yes, he is. He's coming.
Oh, good. Oh, great. Thank you. I'm sorry. Please bear with me. Like I mentioned, I had a stroke and a couple challenges here that I work through every day. And but I'm thoroughly blessed and be able to lead our organization and going forward. Your first name again was?
Carl.
Carl. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you very much. My middle name is Carl, so I won't forget you now. This organization that you met Len through, can you tell me a little bit about it? Can you tell us a little bit about it?
It's all former military officers in all different services in the U.S.
Well, that sounds like a group of a lot of brass.
That's true.
Did you know Len when he was flying by any chance?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay.
Everybody in the world can hear what we're saying?
Yes, sir. I can mute your phone now that I've got the dashboard fixed up here now. I think Len just came on. Unless you would like to say hi to him before I mute you, is that okay?
Well, he told me about this phone number to call, and this is my first time of doing this, so this is kind of an exciting event for me.
Well, it's exciting for the fact that you're here calling us is an exciting event for us, and I want to thank you. We reach out every week, and what we're all about is edifying and honoring those who have served us, those are serving us, and the people that are trying to make this country strong again. Right again and powerful. And we know the only way it happens are people that are willing to stand up and, stand up for what we say we believe in, honor the flag, and honor those who serve it. And with a guy like Len Cain, I can't think of any other way to live. It's a privilege to say hello, Len Cain.
Well, good afternoon, my friends. This is Len Cain. Sorry I'm a little bit late. I got wrapped around the axle with a call from a very important gentleman who's one of the leaders, not only nationwide, worldwide, supporting a medical industry. And I told him that I've got to run to the talk on the radio show to tell everybody about what a wonderful world it is and that we keep trying to make it better. So I apologize for a bit delayed, but here I am, and I'm glad to hear that Mr. Carl Swepson, one of our senior advisors in the Golden Rule Society charity, along with you, Ron, ladies and gentlemen, these two gentlemen, are two of the wonderful, wonderful senior advisors in our Golden Rule Society charity. Well, we've been doing this work to help make it a better world for the past 50 years. And we're here to help make it a better world, ladies and gentlemen. And if I'm not interrupting, Ron, I'll continue on, but let me know what I can do to help you and yours, as always. God bless. Over to you, sir.
Well, Len, I am just so happy you reached out and invited Carl to join us. And since this is his first call into the show, and he has a little, doesn't know who he's listening to, and I didn't want him to feel, I want him to feel totally accepted, and we are encouraging him just because of who he is. He identified himself as having met you at this World Leaders of Officers. And what a wonderful organization, and more than ever, we need leaders. We need people who have walked the walk and don't just talk and talk. We need people who have and demonstrate what made America great from the beginning and then all through the years and the wars and the things and all the trials that we've had. Someone who's been a part of an organization like that is the kind of person we cling to. And I give him a personal invitation to be on this call anytime. Friday is a special day because, of course, we recognize you, Len. And we talk about the kindness campaign you created that's going viral. And we talk about the Golden Rule travel services that you've put out to offer and all the other benefits of being a member of the Golden Rule Society provides people. And what's so exciting is that the rest of the world every day, if they spend all their time watching the boob tube, and that's what I call it, they're not getting much of anything that's really going to help their life, help their family. But you know what? You come to a show that Len Cain is on or someone like Carl is on, what you're going to hear, what you're going to be fed, we call it Hope at Lunch. We serve up hope every Monday, every day, and Friday is special. And people are looking for it. I think people are desperate for hope, and they're hoping that things are going to get better, that it's not too late, that we haven't gone too far. What I mean by that is I know we are at war with other things than just military people. Yes, there's war going on in Europe again, and we pray that that gets resolved as quickly as possible. And that the heads of the people that have the ability to make decisions to end this do it so with the right methodologies that give us a victory, in that we oogie doogie some kind of getaway. And we expect and we respect our military for what it can and what it does and what it represents. So this show, we brag on it. We're not ashamed to do that in any way. And we like to demonstrate ways that in the past or different people have been involved. Len, you've invited and had so many great guests that come on the show that are like you, heroes. And you need to be, I know when I went to San Diego, I know there's a street named after you over there. And when I was going down the street, we were there visiting with you and Ann. And when we weren't visiting you, but we were in Coronado, there were people, you mentioned your name, and they know who you are. Not because you think you're a big shot. You are a big shot, but you don't think you're a big shot. You're a humble man. But you have demonstrated over and over again that freedom isn't free, and that committing yourself to living the principle of life and being an example is a hero. And your bride over there is working. I know she's back over the church today. I know that because every Friday, and is over working at the thrift shop and helping provide substance for people that need help. And she has such a huge heart, and she's such a beautiful woman. You know, our wives make us look good, don't you say, Len?
Well, the ladies in our lives are so important. Ron, God bless you for all the wonderful things you have done, are doing, and continue. And you filled in as the president of the Hope for You. What an organization put together by Dr. Joel Gripping. Sadly, he passed away from cancer a year ago, ladies and gentlemen. But Ron has filled in as the president and continues the good work of helping others. Simple as that. What is the philosophy? Here it is. Very simple. To better the lives of others is your life's greatest reward, which makes the rest of your life the best of your life. So that's what we're trying to do, ladies and gentlemen. Help others. And Ron mentioned the worldwide kindness campaign that we are sharing with everybody here, there, and everywhere. I guess not only on this earth, but anybody who might be paying attention in any other parts of the universe. But we'll stick with our locals and the states and the cities and the countries and all over the world. And that's what we have to do. Ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you, if you can get your hand on a pen or a piece of paper, because we're going to give you some opportunities that will benefit you. And I always jokingly say, even though this is a radio show, I say, watch my lips, which of course is impossible. But when I do the TV shows, I tell them the same thing, watch my lips. Ladies and gentlemen, Golden Rule Society, we've been in business for 50 years, golden anniversary of the Golden Rule Society, and I keep saying that. But we're not selling anything. We're all non-paid volunteers doing the work of the Lord. And I only say, add to that, the good Lord doesn't pay us anything, but we understand that his retirement program is out of this world. So with that and a little levity, the nice part about it, ladies and gentlemen, is this. You got your paper and your pen handy? And we invite you to visit our Golden Rule Society's website, because when you get there and you open up the site, you're going to see, wow, look, this is very interesting. And we have so many opportunities for you to help make it a better world for you, your family, your friends, your neighbors. And I'll give you just a few examples. That the reason I'm a little bit late today, I'm talking to one of the leaders of an organization called the Intiva Health. Now, that's an acronym. It's for information and then technology, video, all that good stuff, for any medical professional in the world to become a better medical professional. Doctors, nurses, scientists, because first off, membership is free, just as it you. When you go to the website, you can become a part of the Golden Rule Society. It's all free. And again, we're not selling anything. So write that down. We tell you about some opportunities that if you want to go and look into them yourself, that's fine. But I'm not selling anything. And here we are, two of our senior advisors, Mr. Ron Clayton and Mr. Carl Swepston. They're on the show here today with us, and they are doing wonderful things for many, many years. You can't imagine all of the accomplishments that they've had in the past and that they're currently involved in, and the successes that the Golden Rule Society has enjoyed over the years. Mr. Ron Clayton and Mr. Carl Swepston. They deserve the credit, and we are going to be honoring them and all the other volunteers who were senior advisors because they gave more of themselves. I'll let no charge. Nobody got paid. And we're going to continue that as long as we possibly can. So here we go. You have it ready. So ladies and gentlemen, here's the first thing I'm going to invite you to do. Visit the Golden Rule Society website. Very simple, because most of us have been there, and it's very simple. Write down Golden Rule Society. Now, that's all one word. Don't put spaces in there. www.goldenrulesociety.org, that's a simple period, org, Osco Romeo Golf, just the initials, O-R-G. Now, when you click on there, it's going to open up and you're going to see a list of opportunities and gifts, if you will. I like to call them gifts. And we just call them gifts for you. And you can share these with your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, your charity. And why not? The gifts for you. It's a wonderful stuff. Ron mentioned earlier that I was a naval aviator for over a quarter of a century. I fought and helped defend this country. And after I finished that, I became an airline captain and spent another over 25 years, more than a quarter of a century again, as an airline pilot. So I learned a lot of things. One of the things that I learned, especially as an airline pilot, and I put together this program, it's called Wise Traveler. And what it is the helpful hints on how to travel safely, comfortably, and without any free, and what you do is, no strings attached, you get discounts on the travel. Now, let me give you an example, and these are just examples because I can't control what discounts the various airlines will give you at any given time. Because if you want to travel at Christmas or Easter or one of the big holidays, you're probably not going to get a discount because the planes are going to be pretty full of passengers anyway. But the point is, they control that. They would rather have the airplane full of nice people like you. So here you do. This example. Let's say you want to fly from New York all the way out to California, round trip. So you call the airline and you say, this is what I want to do. And they say, oh, yes, good. That'll cost you $1,000. And you say, oh, by the way, I'm a member of the Golden Rule Society's Wise Traveler Program. And they said, oh, is that right? Yes. And they say, oh, okay, let me figure it out. Yes. Oh, and now it's only going to cost you $500. You've just saved $500 as an example. It varies that they control it. But people say, oh, well, that Len Cain, he just wants us to then take the $500 and make a donation to the Golden Rule Society. And here's what we encourage, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to make a donation, why don't you consider, say, giving 10% of the $500 to your church or your favorite charity? That way you know where the money is going. Makes you feel good. I mean, you save $500, so what do? Give somebody $50, you're still $450 ahead. The point is, that's pretty good. What this means, everybody benefits. The airline benefits because they get another passenger. The church benefits because you benefit. In other words, everybody benefits. That's the nice part about it. And that's just one of the opportunities that you'll find when you go to our website, goldenrulesociety.org. And there's another one that I like to talk about, because that's why I'm a little late today, because I was involved with one of the senior members of the Intiva Health, spelled I-N-T-I-V-A. But you click on the Golden Rule Society website, you go there and you say, Intiva Health, And this organization, the guy that's in charge of it, he was going to college. He was a member of the United States Marine Corps in combat. Sadly, he lost a leg in combat. He was medically retired. But that didn't slow him down. He was going to college to get his degree works. And technology-wise, brilliant man, he put together this program, and they nailed it to the Intiva Health. Very nice. And what he's doing is supporting the medical industry. And guess what? I became a part of it, and I like to tell people about it because I'm not a director or anything like that, but I'm a senior advisor to them. And he is a senior advisor to our Golden Rose Society charity. Isn't that a nice stroke of luck? We're looking after one another. So I'm telling you, you can share this with your doctor, your nurse, your scientist, anybody you know. You go to a college, there are doctors there. Hey, have you heard about the Intiva Health? You ought to go there because it's free for any medical professional to get into there. And I tell people, if I can, a short explanation. Let's pretend you're a medical doctor, and you go there, and it's free, and you see all the other people that are working on things, and you're saying, oh, yes, I'm Dr. Jones, and I'm working on this program. I'm trying to find a cure for cancer. And they say, well, we have a bunch of people that are working on the same project. They're trying to find a cure to cancer. And I say, well, here's what I've been doing. And they get what they call synergy. Not just one or two people, maybe a half a dozen or more, trying to find the cure. And you say, well, I've been doing this, and that everybody else says, Dr. Jones, don't do that because you're wasting your time, because everybody has tried that. Don't waste your time. Try this program, this pattern, because we're fine. That's the synergy, and you're working together, you get greater results, faster results. And that's what we're here doing. As a matter of fact, 3 years ago, Intiva Health was selected, now I'm so just tickled to tell you people about, as the number one organization in the world supporting the medical industry. Other organizations are coming on board as well, because what they're offering, the same sort of opportunities to help others. And that's why we're here to serve. I call it, everything we do here, is we call it the KISS program. Keep it simple, servant. Are serving one another, helping others. And it's part of the kindness campaign that we're doing worldwide. And it says, with love, kindness, and hope in your heart for peace and joy in the world, treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. And like I say, we've been doing this for 50 years, and people have said, and Ron probably loves to talk about it because it's the truth, I've been humbled and honored to receive 5 nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize. Wow. And I'm a coal miner's kid from up in northeast Pennsylvania. And here I am doing this sort of a thing, and I said, wow, that's really nice. And the nice part about it is that in 2014, and I don't mean to be bragging, but I must tell you, this is the kind of people and organization that you're working with and listening to. I was selected as number 2 runner-up in the world for the Nobel Peace Prize. Wow. I don't get paid. I didn't get any money or anything like that, but it's a nice pat on the back or on the top of my head or something. But there it is. And you can look that up. It's there for you to see on our website. So that's just a couple of things. The Nobel Peace Prize. And just last year, another one of these surprises, I was received the Worldwide Humanitarian Award. Wow. That means just being nice to one another. And I got to tell you this very personal story. When I left high school and I was leaving, 2 days later I had joined the Navy, and I was leaving home, and my mother stopped me before I left, and she said, Len, here's the deal. wherever you go, whatever you do, whoever you meet, be kind. And ladies and gentlemen, when you get said good words from your parents, especially my mom was there at the time, be kind. And this is our kindness campaign. I have lived that. It's in my mind and in my heart on a day-to-day basis. I think of that. And we've taught our children to do the same. Be kind to one another. And it goes on. You try this, you're going to say, wow, this really works. Because whatever kindness you give, it comes back. Because as one of the people in the world who was well-known, his name was Aesop. He said, a kindness is never wasted. So when you're kind and courteous, wow, it comes back. And that's why we're here, to serve one another. Simple. They say it's the good Lord's 11th commandment, where he said, share the love that I give you with others. That's pretty simple. That's pretty powerful, right? Wow. Good Lord's given us love. Why don't we share? And that's where we're here. We're here to serve and to help make it a better world, because what we see going on in the world right now, people killing one another, that's not what we want to do. Oh, let's make it a better world. Be kind. So I'll get off my horse for a little bit, but ladies and gentlemen, again, on the website, I've just covered a few things there, very important. And I'm, like I say, fascinated with the Intiva Health Program because the amount of millions of medical professionals are in working together to find cures for everything, to help other people be more healthier. Wow. Let's keep it going. So, Ron, let me turn it back over to you. I'll get my high horse and okay. Let you do your magic, and I'm here to help and serve in any way. When you're ready, turn it over. I've got more to say. God bless. Over to you, sir.
Certainly, Len, and just to mention that anybody that's on this call right now, I have the microphones open. If somebody wanted to step in and say hello, and if you had a question for Len, or I'm not sure, Kyle, if you're comfortable, you're not comfortable with answering questions, you're welcome. If somebody had a question about this World Organization of Offices leaders, but I just want you to feel comfortable, or anybody else that's on, or a few other people have called in today. I'd like to mention, as Len had talked about Intiva, I had never heard of Intiva, and then through some of our, when we were on the cruise a few years ago down there, heading down to Cozumel, Mexico, and Len mentioned about this company. And what I found out about it on my own turned out to be incredible. I mean, they're just incredible people, and I want to take and give you a little more background, because I think you might find it incredibly impressive, and you may want to take advantage of some of the services that they offer. One thing that Intiva has done, they were the leaders. They have developed a technical communication system on the internet. You know, we all know about the internet and communications and all that, but they developed a program process that is secure, number one. Number two, it provides, they can transfer through the system on the internet, through the internet securely, gigabytes, billions of gigabytes of information in milliseconds. I say, well, wow, that's impressive, but what does it really mean? Well, 2 years ago, we were a country, I'll use the words, we were attacked with an invisible enemy called COVID. And that everybody initially was scurrying around, what are we going to do, what are we going to do, what are we going to do? And there was a fear level that was the highest, besides being at war, that we've had since war. And there were some leaders and understood that we need to bring things together. And what these people had vision and insight and discernment, and they set it up so that they allowed medical companies, it was not allowed to do this previously, to share information. You know, the last major vaccine that was created that everybody knows about is Jonas Salk created the penicillin, the polio vaccine. And what they've done is they literally wiped polio off the face of the earth. People know that it took 10 years to develop that. We didn't have 10 years with COVID. We already lost millions of people around the world, but because of what Intiva was instructionally behind was the communication systems to be able to share information between medical research companies and doctors and hospitals and companies. We got not one, we got, four different kinds of vaccine shots. And although it didn't eliminate it from the face of the earth, it certainly made a dent, and we certainly lost less people. It's a miracle, and you can thank Intiva for that. Today, if you turn around and you see on TV, there's all these commercials about gummy vitamins and gummy prescription drugs. I guess gummies are, they found to be very, very successful for people who have swallowing problems and stabilization of being able to have medications in a form that can be easily used. And Intiva is on the cutting edge of the research and studying and production of pharmaceutical grade, plus they do, the vitamins that are also can be pharmaceutical grade, that is a new. And by the way, that division of this company does over $1 million a day of business. This company has grown substantially in the marketplace. They also, besides the certification programs that Len went to, if you become educated and you can graduate from a college and you get a medical degree, that doesn't make you a doctor. It doesn't make you certified. So the people that go to get their certifications, they have to file with the government to do that, to get it certified wherever they live. And it can take anywhere from 6 to some people go through a couple of years before they get their approval. They're certified. Intiva can get it from literally within days. And so they are cutting edge of helping us get more certified doctors involved in helping cure and health of people. Another area Intiva has pioneered, they have a program that you can get a kit. And you take a swab, you do the COVID test to see if you have the bug. And they have a test where you can test it and you send it in. And they have the ability to review and do medical tests on all this, on your DNA. And they will send a note back, you get a report back from it that tells you what medicines you should not get from, let's say you get sick and you got to have a doctor. Let's say you're diabetic or you become diabetic. And, through this test that you have done, your doctor, you can give it to your doctor, and they'll say, oh, I shouldn't give you this pill because it'll kill you. A large number of people die each year because the doctors got prescribed a pill or a medicine that wasn't good for their DNA. So you can get tested to know and be prepared in advance. It's an incredible service that Intiva has, and they're very broad in their ability to provide services. So I highly recommend them, and they're a great company, and you'll hear more about them. But they're not around bragging. Angelo, the president, is not out. He's a serious entrepreneur, businessman with a medical background that is incredible in serving. So Len brought us the knowledge of this company, and we've seen this company grow in value, and it's a new company in the world. I don't know that they exist. Well, they didn't exist over 10 years ago. It's a new company, but it's growing substantially, and we're real excited about that. So I want to share that, Len, and bring you back, because I'm kind of carrying on here, but you were instrumental in making those services, those programs, and this company available to the members of the Golden Rule Society and the Hope Collection and around the world. It's just you just do it. You just share it. You it's incredible. You make these things happen. And I have a story to share. This morning I go to pool therapy, helping me keep my body working from the stroke that I had. And I was in the pool this morning, and a veteran was there also that I've gotten to know. His name's Paul, and he has a couple medical conditions. And I said, well, have you ever heard of neurofeedback? He said, what's that? Well, Len knows about neurofeedback because he knows Dr. David Dubin. And another project, another company, another service, medical service organization came to our attention. Joel Griffin, the former president of the Hope Collection, brought a bunch of us together in New York City at the Harvard Club. And Dr. David Dubin was a featured speaker there, and he shared what neurofeedback is. And they have a program, and Len, can I have permission to steal your words, your description? If not, interrupt me. But you said when you had the treatment done, it was like getting your brain rebooted. And, you know, we hear the tragedy of 22 people dying, service people dying a day. And on most of them, when the reports come out, it's about people who have had post-war traumatic syndrome. They've had issues from injuries that they've had. And it's a real mental issue along with physical. And what Dr. David Dubin has developed, perfected a program, computer program, that they can go and put diodes in special places on your head that locate areas of your mind. And this program literally does and runs some signals through your brain. And, it's about an hour process. And they have maybe anywhere from a half dozen to a couple dozen treatments. And they are literally, with an 86% success rate, curing post-war traumatic syndrome or someone who's had multiple injuries from head contusions from athletes. And on Dr. David Dubin's site, they have one of the former All-Pro, four-time Super Bowl defensive tackle for the San Francisco 49ers, or centerman. He had some problems. One day his wife said, go pick up the girls. And his first words were, what girls? His daughters. Well, then he went over to the school. Well, he got the girls, but he didn't come home. He had had so many concussions. Well, he was recommended by his doctor to go see Dr. Dubin, and they did this program of feedback with him. And he has a testimony on the website that he talks, his wife says, she got a new husband. His memory, his clarity of thinking and mind was all restored by neural feedback. And we have set up, with the Hope Collection, we've set up programs to set up clinics available. And Len King was instrumental in helping us meeting with Dr. Dubin and putting together the program. So today we can have clinics set up to help veterans and actually anybody that needs help in this area. We offer that as one of our outreaches to do. And it's only one of many kinds of things we're involved in today. And I'm proud to share that and share that with you. Len, do you want to touch base on that a little bit?
He's a wonderful man, that Dr. Dubin. As a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Dubin is one of our senior advisors in the Golden Rule Society. The quality of people that have just accumulated got together, and what the focus is on helping individuals, you, your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, your charity, nationwide, worldwide. We're here to serve. And Ron, you nail things down. Tell it, what a coincidence and what a program it is helping others. Why not? It makes you feel so good, because the better the lives of others is your life's greatest reward, which makes the rest of your life the best of your life. And for those people who are just joining us later, get your paper and your pen and write this down. the website, www.goldenrulesociety.org, O-R-G. All free, no strings attached. Share with your family, friends, neighbors, church, charity, whoever you like, because you will be doing a better work to help make it a better world. Back over to you, Ron. Thank you for letting you jump in there.
Well, thank you, Len. I just realized I didn't finish the story of the fellow I met, Paul, in the pool today. In Buffalo, we have one of Dr. David Dubin's proteges that he taught and has the, and she has the equipment that she's able to be able to provide the service for this veteran. And he's going to make an appointment to see Dr. Karen this week so that he can get some help. So, by the way, I know there's a number of people that have called in on the show today, and I don't mean to, I get so excited sometimes because when what we've been able to share with so many people, this show is archived, so you can send it out to other people. You can call in and call one of us, and we can get the show every day. There's 1,800 shows that we have recorded going back over time here, and we can send this show out to anybody. If there's something been talked about that you want someone else to know and introduce them to, we can send this copy of this show to somebody that you'd like to. We encourage people to invite others to the show. Our goal is not to keep our light under a basket. We're here trying to show our light to the world. So I know there's a call here coming in from Atlanta, Georgia. And I've got a friend, a gentleman who has just accepted a position under the arts. He's an artist, a fully trained, fully successful artist in the art world, creativity, and is recognized for his wonderful artwork that he provides. And he's a community builder and leader. And this gentleman, we just was nominated, and we're completing the election of him being a member of the board of the Hope Collection, and he's going to kind of oversee the arts development of the services we provide. Is that you, Brian Dorsey, better known as Country Boy?
What's happening, sir? You know I come with great news, right? I just had a head-on collision with the divine creator who's on holy growth steroids, and he told me to tell you guys you're doing great works out here. I was listening to the medical side, and as Lynn always speaks, when he speaks, my heart goes into overdrive like he was pushing the turbos on his jet. I immediately just had a phone call. Ron, you remember the other day how God is strategically sending people? He'll draw them in into you. My oldest business partner, William Tettleton, who's working with veterans in 8 different counties here in the Atlanta and the Georgia area. Great news, country boy. That's when I called you, Ron, and you just had called me. I said, what's that, Tettleton? He says, they gave me another project for the veterans. But they came to the table with my old high school. They're going to donate my old high school to me, and we're going to turn it into veteran housing and assisted living. And then when Lynn and y'all come today, you know that 70% of the veterans that make it home safely from the war die at home. That's pretty pathetic. And a lot of those were suicides. Or medications, or ODs, or things that the guys that we're talking about, Dr. David Dubin, we're going to have those clinics here. I just had another conversation with a friend of mine who used to work for a little company called the CDC, headquarters. Her name is Amelia. She has a headquarters here in Atlanta where she does internal and external examinations. She can give you a shot in the arm or one from behind. She can also run a full body scan on you and see what's going on in a different area. She would be an ideal candidate for having Dr. David Dubin's test kit here in Atlanta, and we'll be the first here in Georgia, but not one, not two, but we'll have three locations, because I remember Sandra Brownlee, veteran, 28 years, 0400 hours. She's parachuting out of a plane. She's a medical vet, operating by 0600, by 400, by later 2200 or so that afternoon, they're burying people. But then she came home and hit the ground running. And with last time I had a meeting with Joel Griffin, PI, and Sandra Brownlee, took a walk on an old prison, let my people go. They closed the prison down. Used to be an all-woman's prison. But they given us these 200-something acre prison that has a state-of-the-art cameras, has a full industrial kitchen enough to feed 2,000 prisoners, have a laundry room that can do 10 counties laundry, and everything that you would need, fence in facilities that we're going to partition off and shrink wrap it with industrial growing plastic and call them greenhouses. Oh, I forgot to tell you, we're going to put solar panels on the roof. So God says, I'll run this plan off of Holy Ghost energy, and you don't need Georgia Power because my energy will never run out. So how's it going today? Exceedingly abundantly, more than you can even imagine. I'm so glad, Ron, that God has chosen us. Like you said, 1,800 shows Monday through Friday. We serve up hope. For lunch, cliff note for you guys who are just tuning in. Let me give you a little appetizer for you guys that may not have a whole senior life of faith. Maybe somebody's out there listening that just has a mustard seed, as they call it, of faith. But I'm here to show up to tell you that I found out that Mother Nature, the grandfather to faith, there's something called hope. Yeah, let me spell it out for you. H-O-P-E. Help one person every day. Lynn just told you, in case you wasn't listening, that one's greatest gift in life is the service of other people. If you can help enough people get what they want, then what God has for you, he has for you. So that's what we've been doing, you guys. We have no hidden agendas. We have no hidden motives on what we plan to do because we're working God's plan. What's God's plan? It's a blessing to be. Shakespeare put it in a riddle, to be or not to be. Are you to be a blessing? So I'm going to turn it right back over this. Watch this, watch this, watch this. If you want to experience some love, some hope, some kindness today, and keep in mind, unless you have something to hope for, Lynn, I hope you have a winning and blessed decade, because one good day won't be enough. Lon, I hope that you went back to the place to have your hearing tested, and you got a better way to hear now, because faith coming from hearing. I pray that you guys out there that may not have enough to eat, that God will give us this day your daily bread, and then he will go ahead and bless you exceedingly and abundantly more than you can imagine if you would simply practice Lynn Cain's golden rule: treat other people the way that you would want to be treated. How do you do that? By practicing. Practice doesn't mean you get perfect. Practice means you only get better and better and better, whatever it is that you do. Nike says, just do it. What are you going to do? Do unto others before they do unto you. Give some hope away. Give some kindness away. Give some love away. And guess what happens? It comes right back to your way. And if I had time, I would sing you guys a song, but I don't. I'll just sing you a line. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing. Back over you, Mr. Clayton.
Well, Mr. Clayton's my father, but I'll tell you what, I'll accept that today.
everyone that's here, Carl, and the other folks that have called in today, I want to thank you for your time of joining us. Please do something special, not for me, but for someone you know. Invite them to join us on a show next week. Monday through Friday, we're here, guys, and you're always welcome. If you have any questions, you can call me. My phone number is 716-908-2300, or you can call Len. But we look forward to hearing from you again. Thank you, Kyle, for joining us today. I hope you walk away with a sense that what Len Cain has been doing, and now you can be consider yourself a part of making this a better world. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, wonderful show. God bless. Take good care. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. Love you, man. Love you, Ron. Appreciate it.